Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
For sure.
I want to bring Mike on, but I want to give you guys some gems real quick before we start, and I want to get Matt in as well. Please write this down. Some of you have been asking, where do I get in? And I've gone over this before, but I want to give you a new way to get in. Please write this down. The 122 EMA. So 122 EMA. Some of you are like, hey, the 50 too short, 200 is too long. 122 EMA is a good bridge in between. I'm going to go through these.
Could we just do this real quick? Could you just explain what the EMA? Because I know this probably, at least after the Breakfast Club, there probably is a lot of people that might have just, this is their first time ever
watching. First time tuning in? Yeah. It's an exponential moving average. So think of it over 122 days or 122 candles. That's going to tell you a sweet spot of where to buy. If we didn't have two guests on that are amazing, I would definitely show you guys on the chart. But if you guys want to edge, it marks every 122 candles and tells you the area in which you should get in. So that's one easy way to be able to get in. Some of you have been asking me over the weekend, where do I get out? So for stocks, I want you to hold for 10 years. Please put hold for 10 years in chat, please. And if I made you money, please put yes in chat so people can see. For crypto, for a top 15 crypto, you want to hold for 7 years. I revealed how many coins I had and when I lost them. And I know some of you have hit me like, yo, you're going to get some of your money back from Mt. Gox. Not all the coins, maybe some. But any crypto, if you hold for a 7-year period, you're going to be amazing. Troy, you was funny when you said moment of silence. I died. We low-key was funny, too. Like, anyway, shout out to 85 South. We need to go on a comedy tour after this.
Yo, shout out to my bro, Chad. He tapped in with me today. Yeah. He spoke high praise of you as well.
Shout out to Chad.
Yeah,
amazing. And then third, when you guys are trading, please write this down. And I've been stressing this with Dream Team and everybody in Red Panda over the last 3 months, but really the last 2 weeks. You need to have the same trade for everything. So if you have a trade futures, Forex, you need one target, preferably a big target, so you can take less trades. No one has time to sit in front of the computer all day, all night, ignoring your family. Don't do it. Have one big target that you can hit at least once or twice a month. Take 12 to 24 trades on a year, and then you will be good. I talked about climate tech before, but I want to give you a couple of industries that you need to be looking out for to invest in. One is, of course, we talked about genetic engineering. So that's one. Tech. So my strategy, two tech, two index, always amazing. Always will work. Or as long as interest rates stay underneath 15%, two tech, two index will always work. And then medical tourism is going to get really, really, really big over these next 15 years. So in the same way crypto are battling the banks, we're going to start to see cities adapt to the change. And some of these cities are going to begin to make their own coins or tokens, and then they're going to start to specialize in certain areas of medicine. So Miami may be big on epigenetics. New York may be big on transhumanism. So please be mindful. Medical tourism is going to be big over these next 15 years. And here's the easy way. I want you guys to stop being frustrated about the market. Please only invest in the top two in the space. So when PayPal fell apart Friday, my phone was going crazy. Yo, what's happening with PayPal? And I'm like, PayPal is not the preeminent leader in that space. Square is. And I know Nicole hates when I say it, but Square is going to be the new JP Morgan. Shout out to everybody at JP Morgan. Love y'all. But you have to invest in the top tier of every class. So if you say that you don't want to, you can't turn around and then tell me Bitcoin is the preeminent leader in the crypto space. There's so much proof and so much money behind that now. You can't fight that anymore. Ethereum is popular. Cardano, shout out to Kayla, Solana. Like, you can't fight with the market cap of these. A lot of you are getting your asses kicked in your trades and investments because you're going to the fourth, fifth, sixth best option. Stick with the top two and you'll be A-okay. And then lastly, the easiest way to be able to get an edge in the market, shout out to my baby Apple. They finally revealed they're going to be putting out their car soon. And Tim Cook, the clock is winding down before he retires. I told people in Stock Club today, like, how many more years he have and what projects he's going to put out before he leaves. But you have to invest in a modern conglomerate. So Apple is one because they're going to have healthcare, crypto, AR, wallet, health. They're going to be big in the transhumanism space as well. You have Google. Google's big in phones, the number one advertising platform of all time.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And then the amount of data that they have on us is absolutely tremendous, and they will be big in the metaverse as well. So if you really want to edge in the market, invest in modern conglomerates, so not U.S. Steel from 80 years ago, but the modern tech companies that are dominating the space now. You can hold those for 20 years, be A-okay. And I mean, it's amazing. Apple hit 165. Even some people were saying, hey, man, you guys on Breakfast Club pushed Apple up. Mm-hmm. A few months ago, Apple was 113. To hit 165 to be a multi-trillion dollar company is incredible. So stick with the biggest companies in the space. They're going to eat up the metaverse, crypto, and then these next projects that are going to come out, and you guys are going to be good. And I'm going to tell you this, I'm going to say it for the final time. The metaverse is not the biggest thing that's going to come out over the next 15 years. It's going to be child's play in comparison to the real projects that are coming. Let me ask you guys a question. Do you guys still give a damn about the Bitcoin ETF that everybody was going crazy over? I don't hear anybody talking about it. You have to realize that in financial media, that the moves that are most prominent and that are going to make you the most money are usually the least salacious. And in the same fashion, how healthcare focuses on selling you repetitive treatment opposed to the cure, a lot of financial media will sell you on the sexy story, not the one that gives you the biggest alpha for your portfolio. So investing the biggest ones in the space, you guys will be able to print a hell of a lot of money. And if you've been at Apple, Microsoft, Square, TECL, TQQQ, and you made some money, please put yes in chat.
Put yes in chat. Ian, real quick, let's let him in on a conversation we had earlier, because again, we're talking about the biggest in the space, and you and I had a conversation earlier about Square. And so we saw PayPal pull back. And so today we saw Square pull back. Can you talk to people about sell-offs and how that works? Because I know we have a lot of new listeners. Can you talk to them about that?
Yeah, I mean, the ones that are worse are going to fall first. So not that PayPal is a bad company. I think they are great. But when I'm pairing two companies against each other, I'm always saying who has a competitive advantage over another. So treat it like versus. What does PayPal have over Square? Nothing. Nothing. Like the fees aren't better. The user interface isn't better. The UX isn't better. Executive management isn't better. Like they are laggards in the space. So PayPal was a sign that Square was going to drop, but I told you guys what price it was going to hit. Shout out to everybody who's like, man, I thought you were crazy. I talked to Corey today and Corey be like, man, these prices be so far down. I never think they're going to hit. Yeah. And then they do.
Until they hit.
Until they hit. So now you guys, if you're looking at the 200 range, 203, you're good. Maybe 17 months, Square be like 343. So hold for long term. Yeah. And then at some point, I said it yesterday on Twitter and I'll say it here. At some point to have a competitive advantage in the fintech space, which I know Trap is a big component of, Twitter and Square are going to have to merge at some point. Because if not, he doesn't have capacity to run two businesses with those individual market caps that are publicly traded. But then if you integrate Twitter inside of Square, you then can put virtually Reddit inside of Coinbase.
Yeah. And when we were talking about that, I'm like, that's the first thing I thought of, right? If we saw these meme stocks and we saw the power of Wall Street Bets inside of that Reddit platform, now if you have Twitter and Square as one, now you have both combined. So imagine what they can do. So I mean, it's interesting. It's interesting. And another thing, because that's the sometimes before you make a decision, it's always good to phone a friend. So like I was watching Square. I'm sure I was watching Square. I'm sure a lot of people were, and I see some people in the chat saying that they bought some shares on the way down. But I was telling Shadi, look, if it goes past that support level 216, it might be a go for us. And then I called you and you were like, well, what EMA are you looking at? And I was like, oh, the 50. You like pull it back a little bit. I'm like, oh, okay. And so then my number changed to like 2. And then I pulled it back to the 200. I'm like, all right, well, in between that's like probably the 170. Yep. Probably in that 190 range would be great. And so anybody that's thinking about Square, even though it did have momentum going up toward the end of the day, make sure that you use all those moving averages before you make a play or make an investment. It's very important. So you know your price target.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop. A mic drop. Bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.